Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My wife, answer, not a one of them.
My wife is getting calls, actually. She is getting calls. They call, and they call it all ungodly hours of the night.
I told you. Y'all looking at me like this is funny.
No, it's
concerning.
It is funny that you called back. My wife was like, I don't know anybody in Sierra Leone, and frankly, neither do you, Jason. You thought you was about to get that good bulk deal on them.
I thought it was less, fool.
Man, that's crazy.
Different continents.
He gonna have to email you from now on and say I'm about to call you.
That would help, but again, it's crazy rates down there. He uses these bogus these knockoff calling cards.
So how much was the charge?
Oh, like I got $7 for like 10 seconds.
And what happens when you call?
Nothing. You don't hear anything, man.
You don't hear anything?
No. I'm like, hello. Is this the diamond broker? That's pretty funny, but I'm not rolling with it.
I need a 2-carat.
Yeah.
Yeah, for my wife, Faith.
Yeah, real funny.
That man thought Faith was about to get a new rock.
For the 10-year. Yeah, for the 10-year.
Oh, that adds a layer to it. Anyway, we certainly don't want you to call it back anymore.
Well, no Memphian should call it back. Don't be like me, because you will see it immediately on your phone.
Hey, Jason will be available for interviews if any news. You know them news stations be listening. You got a nice haircut. You got your transistor shades on. So this would be a good time to do an interview.
Transition lenses, fool.
So, anyway. This is great. This is all great stuff. I tell you where you're always going to get great diamonds, though. That's Robert Irwin Jewelers, not Sierra Leone.
That's real ones.
Word to your mother. All right, we'll come back. DJ Jeffries, who was going to Memphis, you know him?
Very much so.
He's going to join us later in the show at 1:25. We're going to talk to him just about being a part of all of this, right? How you know, Memphis is after all these guys in the late period, you know, what he thinks and what his relationships are with each of them. So we'll get into all that with DJ Jeffries at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advanced Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advanced Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advanced Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advanced Financial, welcome.
Are you catching all your favorite sports games at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this season? Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown and enjoy the full sports betting experience. There's plenty of seats, plenty of screens, and plenty of good company. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
'Cause it just feels right. Samstown Casino.
The Casual Pine through at 395 South Highland. It is the place to be, especially this spring in Memphis with that lovely open-air atmosphere they've got. It's the craft beer place in Memphis. Locally owned and operated. It's a perfect Memphis spot for Memphis folks. You're going to love the place. We're talking 28 beer taps. They got 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans in your favorite bottled beer, and you can do beer to go as well. It's a really cool feature with growler fills, mix of 6-packs. You can do that out of the cooler or packaged off the dry shelf. You're going to love the place. That's the main thing. They take their beer seriously, so seriously. They don't have bartenders. They've got beer tenders. You're going to get to know them. Brad, Mel, David, Amber, the owner, Lisa, Brian. They're all great people. and you'll fall in love with not just the place, but the people as well. Like I told you, it's a really cool atmosphere, comfortable open-air environment, perfect for these spring days in Memphis. Got the nice dog patio out, too, so you can bring the dog out as well. The Casual Pint, they're at 395 South Highland. They've always got something going on. I'm telling you, if Les Smith was here and not in Belize, he'd be at the Casual Pint. 395 South Highland, the Casual Pint, where beer lovers meet.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
All right, you got a chance to win $1,000 right now by texting the word Dizzy, D-I-Z-Z-Y. Text Dizzy to the number 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 with 92.9. Again, your 1 o'clock keyword is Dizzy. Text Dizzy, D-I-Z-Z-Y, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. We're giving you a chance to win a grand at the top of every single hour today, all the way up until 7 o'clock. So be listening at the top of every hour. And right now, text Dizzy, D-I-Z-Z-Y, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You on the phone last night, we live and die by pretty lies, you know it.
Hi, it's moving season, so you need to call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. That's what I did a couple years ago when I was moving. Got with Black Tie, and they made the process so easy, so simple. So if you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, make sure you call the professionals at Black Tie Moving. Give them a call, 316-619-6316. 6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. And the folks at Black Tie, they understand that. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. Their movers are professionally trained. They're on time, they stay on budget, and they're professionals. Again, I use them, so I know. They are the elite team in moving. Call them, 316-6196. Book your move now, because it's going to start booking up fast. Summer's coming, moving season is here. They're going to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it so much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Over in the NBA's Western Conference, we've got a series on our hands.
Yeah, we got maybe have a couple of them.
Maybe a couple, but at least for sure one. At least for sure one between the upstart. I guess you're talking about two real upstarts here. I mean, Portland's been around for a minute, but they've never broken through. And the Nuggets are, you listen, I mean, they're a young team, and they just missed last year, and here they are. They dispatched the Spurs, and they're through. Mm-hmm. They are through here, and now the series is tied at two apiece. The Nuggets with a very gutsy win, I guess you would have to say, last night in Portland, win 116-112. Over the Blazers. You know, it's interesting because this Nuggets team obviously features Will Barton, who we know and love. They were always sort of that young team that just circled. Like, they might be the next up in the Western Conference. And it looks like they're with Jokic and Will Barton and Jamal Murray, like,
and get past the Spurs. Look, I realize it's not the Spurs kind of teams we're used to, but you are getting past Pop. That was a step, right? Sort of a confirmation that they are becoming that team, John, sort of. Not just that up-and-comer, but the one that's ready to be in the playoffs and sort of be the contender that some have pegged them. Look, Jokic is ready. I mean, he's that good, but it's sort of the rest of the guys. Now, you saw Murray down the stretch was awesome. Barton hit a big three with about 143 left, and it just feels like they're learning how to be one of the big dogs in the West. But it's been a fantastic series for the most part. For me, just personally, to see kind of Will sort of, you know, this has been an injury, you know, shortened season for him.
Yep.
He hadn't just been in his groove. It hadn't felt like. You saw in the quadruple overtime game between these two a couple of nights before, he had 22-9.
Yep.
I think that sort of helped him. Only had 11 last night, but he was in 30 minutes, shot the ball better, and hit a big three, like we said, with 143 left. It feels like he's a part of the rotation again. And
yep.
So for me, just kind of watching him sort of get back into the series and contribute meaningful contributions, that's been fun to watch.
Yeah, so that's on one side of the West. And then on the other side of the West, obviously you've got Golden State and you've got Houston. Now, it is 2-1. The Rockets did win a game. Do you feel like that this is, I mean...
I didn't think it was over when Houston went. Oh, I mean,
you
sorry, when Golden State won the first two.
I'll give you credit. You said that you did not think it was over when they went down 2-0, and now it's 2-1. You give them much of a chance tonight?
I just feel like Steph's going to come out and be a monster. He's dealing with the dislocation on his hand or, you know, some kind of hand injury at this point. I'm pretty sure it's that dislocation. They've got it back in and taped up, so you figure he's fine. But what you hear, the sort of narrative that's been around them, is KD's carrying them. And it's not a narrative, it's a fact. I mean, if you watch them right now and you took KD off that team and say, okay, go ahead, we're sending you to the Knicks because that's where we think you're going to be anyway, does anybody in here think that the Golden State's winning it? With what the way they are right now?
Yeah.
With Clay and Steph, you know. Now, that said.
They're not the force of nature that they used
correct.
To be.
Correct. That's the point I'm making. That said, Steph's hearing this too. And he's hearing all this KD's carrying us. And I got a feeling he's going to come out and have a monster game. That said too, I still think PJ and those guys down in Houston, they play a style that makes Golden State uncomfortable. We saw it there. It's about whether or not James Harden's going to hit shots. And he did in game three. And if he does again, they can tie this thing up, John, and Golden State will have a real series on their hands.
Yeah, you know.
It's amazing how much KD is having to carry them now, really, compared to what – because remember, it was already you're a juggernaut beforehand. He puts you over the top to the point that people are saying the NBA isn't fair anymore. Now it's like if they didn't have him, you'd think they'd be out of the playoffs by now. They have not looked good.
Well, you know, there's – you know, to your
without him.
To your point about Steph, it does feel like
– he's due.
Well – I would kind of go the other. It feels like he's getting a little bit of a pass, and maybe that's because he plays on such an awesome team.
So likable.
But, I mean, he was absolutely miserable in Game 3.
Mm-hmm.
He was 7 of 23 from the field. And frankly, like, if you look at his playoff performances, he leaves a lot to be desired.
Oh, it has not been a great playoffs for him.
You know, you think about that final series in 2016 when LeBron won.
Mm-hmm.
When LeBron won that championship.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about his entire playoffs?
I'm saying that
you're talking about this year.
I'm saying, like, generally speaking, when it comes to the playoffs, you don't know what you're going to get from Steph in a playoff game. At least right now. Yeah, I mean, you certainly can't. You
make a case he could have been MVP of the finals.
He was 7 of 23 in game 3. And, he is considered a great player.
Like, there's no question about it.
He is a guy you put in that conversation, yet it does feel like we're – I don't know if that's just because he's a shooter and we're willing to chalk that up, but it does feel like he's not held to the same standards that others sort of in his stratosphere are held to.
Well, that may be the case. A lot of this going to come down, like we said, I think making shots. Chris Paul is the big factor, whether or not he can – you know, Chris Paul hasn't been the high-scoring guard that we've typically seen out of him. Does he come back? Does he have a monster game tonight? I think Houston's – I'm going to go ahead and put it down. I think Houston's going to go 2-2 despite a big game from Steph.
They're
1.5-point favorite last I looked.
I would love to see a Nuggets Golden State final. I mean, a Western Conference finals. I'd love to see that series because I think it'd be great. It'd be fun. You know, you got two really exciting teams, exciting offenses. You know, like I think
Dame Lillard's been fun to watch in these playoffs.
He has. You know, you're right. That's true too. I mean, it's not like it would be bad. I mean, I just don't enjoy watching Houston play.
Are you surprised that the Bucks are up 2-1 on the Celtics? Because there was a point last week where we were saying the Bucks looked like they were in trouble.
And the Celtics looked like the best
team.
Even
Tony Jones was agreeing with us.
I guess I would say I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would say I'm surprised because that, you know, the
question. They're the ones. Some people don't think the Celtics are going to win another game, that the Bucks have taken control of that series like that. I'm not sure. I don't know how you can count them out at home. They're a 1.5-point favorite tonight. You could have a bunch of series tied 2-2 here, all of them, possibly. If Houston pulls it off and the Celtics tonight pull it off.
Yeah, that the whole question was, you know, is Giannis ready to sort of accept and take that step, you know?
Just feels like he's trying to
– and I guess
like he's kind of got it.
Yeah, and I guess we're sort of – we're learning that as we go. Speaking of the NBA, The Grizzlies are continuing to make their rounds as it relates to the head coaching opening. So now I think it's we know of three candidates that they have interviewed or talked to. We know about Alex Jensen, the Utah Jazz assistant. We know about Šarūnas Jasikevičius, the Lithuanian coach who was in the EuroLeague and interviewed for the Toronto Raptors gig as recently as last year. And now they apparently have interviewed Warriors assistant Jaron Collins, who again is with the Warriors. I think I would just say that this is probably the candidate pool you would expect. You know, nobody.
For now.
Right. I mean, maybe something.
I heard Steve Kyler saying it. I mean, it's hard to attract the top candidates at this point. Now, you get the number one pick in the lottery, all of that changes. I imagine you'll have some people that look at you and say, oh, that thing's adding Zion?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll count me.
No question.
Know,
yeah,
I'll be a part more of that, and it changes your pool a little bit. So to me, John, I don't know if it feels like you're doing your due diligence, yes, but it feels like it's all premature, you know what I mean? You're just doing some homework here on guys. You're not offering any of these guys the job or anything else before you know which pick you've got in this draft. You know what I mean? Because, again, the kind of coach that you want could change depending upon which pick you get. So
it's true.
I'm glad they're doing their homework. I'm glad they're looking through all these sort of rising up-and-comers, sort of identifying guys that you might like.
Yeah.
But, again, it just feels like you're doing your homework before
exactly.
The big thing comes down,
yeah,
which is on the 14th.
Jaron interviewed for the job yesterday, according to ESPN's Ramona Shelburne, who's going to be on with
Jaron Garen. Or Jaron?
I thought it was Jaron Collins.
I thought maybe it was Jaron Collins.
It could be Jaron Collins. It could be Jaron. It could be Jaron. It just depends.
He's been on that bench for a while.
He has, and he's won titles. You know, he's won titles with the Warriors.
He got those rings.
You know, so that's something that you could sell for sure, a champion. I mean, I'm in, you know, former player.
Are you?
I mean,
you're in.
I mean,
okay, this is it. Ben, we've got our next coach of the Grizzlies here.
Is this your guy here? I would be fine with it. I don't like who do you want them to hire?
What do you mean you would be fine with it? You don't even know what your roster is going to look like. You can't even make a judgment yet on what you need.
Because I guess I would say to that, it's not really going to matter who the coach is.
Well, I would say this. And listen, this ain't, y'all know where I'm coming from on what they should do. But if you got Zion, then you said, you know what, we already got Jaron, and we're keeping Mike.
Well, you're not going to
hire. We're going to make a run with Ben and Doyle to the top, and you're going to go get an X's and O's guy that can win you 55 games.
Yes.
Can you feel it?
Yes, yes.
Robert Parr is going to say, we're going to win 60.
If you get Zion, you open yourself up to a whole different, yes.
So I'm telling you. And it might, maybe then it's not as much, you know, yeah, development's still a part of it.
Right.
But that's not the only thing.
Yeah.
You want X's and O's guys going to get you through, you know, some close. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could completely change.
You have to get Zion, though. Like, Ja doesn't do it. R.J. Barrett doesn't do it. You know, I don't think.
I agree. I think that's a one situation.
Yeah,
only. Number one
it.
Pick only.
That is it.
The rest of it, you're going to need a developmental guy.
Although, listen, I would be over the moon if they got Ja Morant.
I was going to say, I think he does it too.
No, I don't think he. I don't think he opens up your candidate pool.
You remember what happened to the last developmental guy around here?
Who's that?
He didn't get much time.
David Fizdale.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that. The point was made.
Look, he made some.
I heard Kyler make. You're getting. I mean, look, this is a rebuild. You're looking at it one way or the other, with or without Mike. At some point, you're probably getting hired to be fired, and that affects your candidate pool.
Correct.
Again, who's more willing to do that? The young coaches that are unproven, that are sort of rising through the ranks. We'll see. If they get the number one pick, I imagine everything changes.
I do like that they are going through an official search, though.
I mean, this is what you wanted.
I am the search man. I enjoy a good search. And I feel like last time they did this, they just settled on J.B. Bickerstaff, and we saw where that got him.
Yeah.
It was an uninspired hire.
Oh, my God.
It was. It was like, well, he's here. Let's just give him the job. That's not – if you arrive at that at some point later, fine. But you owe it to your fans and you owe it to your organization to at least look and do due diligence. No?
Dude, it was fine at the time. Everyone agreed except you. You're the only one that wanted a worldwide coaching search.
Well, international, yeah, I did.
John, they had just gotten rid of a man they told us was the next big thing, and Fizdale said they did a worldwide search for him.
Well, that is what's going to make
okay, and you were going to believe the next one from that front office at that time? You're going to believe in the next one they presented to you that this was the guy?
Okay, they made front office changes, but it's still Robert Parra. At the end of the day, is it not? I mean, Robert Parra is the guy that's overall.
Now we've got the brain in there.
Who is that?
ZZ Kleinman.
Okay. Well, you seem to have a lot of faith in him.
Well, I have. I'm not going to tell you I got a lot of faith. You're miscasting that completely. What I have is hope, and I've explained this to you before. I have hope for the new way of sort of them doing things. I have hope that Cho and Grunwald, in this situation, both trying to prove things themselves, mm-hmm. right, that they want to get back to being a general manager, will not backstab in a front office that's dysfunctional, but will give this guy all he needs. Hopefully it's good information to make good decisions, and this goes better.
Right.
Yes, many of the same people in that front office still there.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping, yes, John, I'm hopeful with this new, you know, sort of process that it will yield better results.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think you should be. I think if you can't be hopeful now, when will you be able to be hopeful?
We both agree that we think the Mark trade went down well for him, and we think Kleinman's sort of running things by that point anyway.
Yep.
Now, this was also the group that made the decision, you know what, we're just going to say that Chris Wallace is still doing it and let JB meet with the players. That didn't go well. So, again, you've got a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. We'll see how it goes. I'm leaning towards hopeful.
Yeah, but that is the status of the Grizzlies coach. And the good news is we're getting much closer to clarity, which is lottery night.
Finally, we're 8 days away.
Yeah, when those ping pong balls come out and you know exactly what you're going to do, man. Whether that's conveying, whether that's picking.
I've been doing the tankathon, man. I've been getting ones.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I hope that happens. I pray it happens. I really do.
It's okay, long as you don't just stay at 8. Everything else is good. Oh, convey God. Is good. Jumping to top 4 is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the only bad, really, scenario here, really, is 8. That's it.
Yeah, that's the worst by far.
And some people will tell you that's not bad because you're going to get a player. Who knows what it's going to be?
Yeah.
But
what if you get to 4, though? Like, how are you going to feel about that?
I feel great. Look, I've already stated my opinion on this. I've heard others saying it now, trying to come to. But if I'm 4, I'm happy because I'm taking Darius Garland. That helps me with what I'm going to do with my contract.
All right, that's fair.
I mean, they got a player.
Like, I like Darius Garland.
You know?
I'm a believer in Darius Garland at number 4. That's
like,
just
like they, Jaren was
song
four,
come
right?
up.
Jaren was 4, right?
Yes.
Like, I mean, you know.
Dude,
I
I'm good.
Mike Conley was number 4.
Mike Conley was 4, so.
Al Horford was number 4.
Hey, the track record is good for picking number 4 for the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to go through.
You're going to have Culver.
Number 4 picks.
You're going to have Garland. You're going to have, you know. You have Hunter, I guess, if he doesn't slide up.
My bad. Al Horford was 3rd overall. He was not 4th.
Yeah, because it was the same draft as Mike.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. I agree with you though. I don't think Darius Garland would be a bad choice at all. Actually, I think it's when you get past that sort of top 4.
Give me 4.
You know, and then
or give me Kunbei.
You're at number 8, and then you're in a bad spot. You know, because who even is the best available at that point? You know,
so somebody's gonna be down there. Maybe Cam or something. Again, you could end up with a good player at 8, but that
people
pans
don't like
out.
Cam
but this
Reddish.
Is not a
people
this
are,
is not
people
a deep
have
draft.
Soured on Cam Reddish.
You don't want to be day picking this draft when you in with Kunbei having to hang over you.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, that's what's facing the Memphis Grizzlies over the next week or so, and they'll as that lottery determines itself, they'll try to go out and they'll try to hire a coach and lead this thing through.
Also, Marcus Smart might be back tonight for the Celtics. Little news peg there for you, John.
I appreciate
hopefully
that.
It makes a difference for the Celtics.
Appreciate that for sure.
Yep.
Hey, I can also see that people don't hate Marc Gasol anymore. He had a nice game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get that in.
Yeah.
I knew you would. That's why we're
so
glad
free.
You're back.
He's so free up there. You know, maybe people hate him.
Yeah, because there's like no expectations on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, like he just gets to play his game and average 8-6.
And if he gets 8-6.
Bro, he had 16 points yesterday.
He was good yesterday.
If he has like an 8-6-6 line,
no.
like
wasn't
he's
Embiid
happy.
Sick and needed an IV? And didn't he like serve him the
oh,
game before?
Whatever.
I know. Everybody talks about how great Marcus has been.
Mm-hmm. It's a trade that's worked out for both parties.
Absolutely,
actually.
It has.
You know what I mean? I don't think anybody.
Ben, are you ready to bring him back home? Sounds like you are. Hey, did you see Z-Bo wants to play for the Grizzlies next year, maybe?
I did see that.
Did you see that story?
I did see that.
He didn't rule it out. I don't want to put out any false information.
There's here. There's,
he didn't rule it out.
Yeah.
How about that? Endless entertainment, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have Z-Bo back. No problem at all.
I know you would. Bring Tony back, too.
Zach starting for you?
No, he's not starting, John.
Okay. He's starting ahead of Jaren. He's going to teach him.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can't bring Z-Bo in here and not start him.
I'm saying there's going to be some spots available on that bench. I doubt they bring back that entire team they had last year. So,
dude, you cannot bring Z-Bo back to Memphis and bench
him. Okay, first off, I'm semi joking, but like, if they just had like a spot available on the bench and like Z-Bo was like, you know, he just slotted in there and he's sitting on the bench, I'm cool with it.
Okay. All right.
Why not?
All right. Well, we know how you feel and we admire it, man. We really do. It's good
Z-Bo
to have you back.
Coming home.
It's good to have you back. Just that unbridled optimism, you know?
Okay.
Yearning for the past. You know?
It's not yearning. I saw the article that Jason just pointed out, and do you
think Bennett yearns for the past?
Bennett don't want to kick the can down the road. He want to kick it back to the past. Yeah, he want to kick the can back.
Bennett wants to go back.
What'd you say?
Back down the street.
What was that scenario you were talking about? Zion, Jaren Jackson, and Mike Conley. Ooh, I like that.
I know you do. Sign up, Z-Bo.
Don't forget about Zach Randolph.
Let's go.
Sign him up.
Yeah, dude.
Gonna coach him up.
Got JV in there.
How bad does Bennett want to go back to 2012?
Bro, that's a Western Conference Finals team.
Man, go see what OJ.
Who said with the breakup of Golden State?
Go see what OJ Mayo's up to.
Yeah. Sam Young?
Why not?
No, not Sam.
Sam Young was a pivotal piece.
Bring
Mike Miller out of retirement.
James Ennis has been hooping lately.
Yes,
get
he
him
has.
Back here.
Where's he at? China?
He's in Philly.
Bro, he's hooping for Philly,
okay.
Not China.
Hey, James is giving – he had 9 points last night.
Man, knocking down threes, like shooting 50%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what got into that man.
New lease on life.
Bring him home.
Yep. I like what you're putting
in. I like the squad you've got.
Yeah, who's going to coach, man? Lionel, of course. Easy.
That works. I think he's here.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He is. I had someone submit him to me today as a possibility.
Yeah, well, credibly or –
Well, I mean,
let me explain something to you.
Do you want to guess?
If you come into next season and your promotion, you have the ability to say, hey, here we come. Mike Conley, Jaren Jackson Jr., Zion Williamson, coached by Lionel Hollins. The city will.
Hey, Jason.
Celebrate.
I put out last Friday with all this Grizz coaching search. There's one who lives here right now who's a proven winner on this level.
Mm-hmm.
Signed Jarvis Greer. You know who he's talking about?
Lionel Hollins.
Bring him home.
I like your plan
Best
here.
Best coach in franchise history.
Undeniable.
That's true.
Undeniable.
Don't get it twisted.
All right. We'll come back. DJ Jeffries is going to join us. We'll talk to him, get his perspective on everything that's happening with Memphis basketball and the recruiting and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 2 p.m.
Let me tell you about Octavius Nixon. He grew up in Memphis and graduated from Binghamton Christian Academy. Then he decided he wanted to start a construction company. Well, Octavius will tell you that as a 20-something-year-old African-American, it wasn't easy to find the credit he needed. Then he met a man named Tim Martin, one of the commercial bankers at Triumph Bank. Tim didn't try to find reasons to deny Octavius a loan. He tried to find reasons to say yes. Octavius Nixon and the team from Triumph Bank sat around a table and studied his business plan. They tweaked what needed to be tweaked. It wasn't just a transactional relationship. It was more of a personal consulting relationship. And sure enough, Triumph Bank was able to provide Octavius with the financing needed to buy a building and the line of credit he needed to make some hires. And right now, Nixon General Contractors is working on a project down by the riverfront. That's the kind of story that the people at Triumph Bank like best. It's a bank that's powerful enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but small enough to treat you like you want to be treated. So stop in and see the folks at Triumph Bank. They're invested in the community and are making banking easy for you.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help in preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. That's Shell Done Rosengarten at MemphisRelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, so if you have a special mom in your life, take my advice. Go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. This is Gary Parrish. I have for years been telling you about Platinum Jewelers, where you'll find a big selection of stud earrings, stackable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, and bracelets. Perfect spot to get a great Mother's Day present, or if you have a special someone graduating, to get a terrific graduation present. Don't go to the mall and spend too much money. Go to one of Platinum Jewelers' two area locations, either the one at 545 Perkins or the one at 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market. They're on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we made you two perfect fit suits for your TV appearances, so you know how they fit. We take over 13 measurements to achieve that perfect custom fit suit or sport coat. With hundreds of fabrics to choose from, and the suits start at $6.95. It's unbelievable. If you want to experience the custom fit like Penny Hardaway or your favorite talk show host, we can suit you up. And don't forget, we still have two Paul Battinley suits, regularly $5.95. They are two for $7.95. Six colors and patterns to choose from, a classic and trim fit from 36 short to 52 long.
So you heard him. If you need a custom fit suit, same kind I've got, you know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion a balance above $30,000.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'll tell you what, man, when I finally got in last night from Beale Street Music Fest, man, my dogs were barking. And I was exhausted. I'll tell you what, I slept really good, man. I didn't sleep for a long time, but I slept for a good time, and that's because I was on a Sleepy Z's mattress that I got from my man Michael Zellner. Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture is where you know you are always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture every day of the week. Our man Michael's been in the business for over 18 years. And it's because of that time and that experience and that knowledge that he's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And to top it all off, he's been voted Memphis Most Best Mattress Store for 4 years in a row by the Commercial Appeal.
That's right. It's because we all shop there. John's got his from there. I've got mine from there. They got everything. The Serta mattress, the Simmons Beauty Sleep mattress, the Serta Perfect Sleeper, the Serta Eye Comfort, which I've got, and the Butyrest Silver and Platinum. They've also got the Butyrest Black Line, too. So Michael's got you covered. However you want to sleep. And you're going to sleep even better when you remember what you paid, because you're getting 10% off those already deeply discounted prices. When you mention you heard this on Jason and John or any show here, 92.9 FM, ESPN, Michael's cool like that. You'll pay the best price in Memphis for that mattress. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Field. Or you can go online and visit them at SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zunner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, DJ Jeffries is a five-star prospect who signed, headed to the University of Memphis. And in just a few short weeks, he joins us now. DJ, what's up, man?
What's up, yo?
Man, everything is good, man. It's good to hear from you. So when,
yes, sir.
How close are you? I mean, obviously, you got to graduate from Olive Branch first. When is that?
We graduate May 25th.
Gotcha. And then how soon after you graduate are you over at Memphis?
I think I got to be there May 30th, I think.
Gotcha. So you don't have a lot of time to, like, enjoy it or anything like that, man. It's like it's time to go to work all over again.
You going to get your little vacay in those 5 days?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're going to go on vacation, DJ.
No. I'm going straight to the school, I think, after I graduate. So I'm going to have a little party, then I'm going straight.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How ready are you to enroll? I mean, obviously, you made your decision early, so you've had basically the entire year to think about it and for all of these possibilities to emerge. How ready and how excited are you for, you know, to finally make it happen and be in a Tiger uniform over there?
I've been ready since the day I committed. You know, I've been thinking about it the whole year, the whole school year, throughout the season. So now that it's getting closer, you know, I'm even more excited. So I'm just ready to get there and go to work.
DJ, how involved are you with the recruiting and calling other guys that they may help? You know, I know folks have said, you know,
And I've even read where Penny is saying some of these guys are recruiting each other. How much are you doing that? I know you've had the two-a-days, too, so where you're focused on your own improvement. So what's been that balance? You still recruiting for them?
I mean, I recruit there once in a while, but, you know, lately I've just been kind of focusing on getting ready for college. But, you know, if I see one of the guys, like, post something, you know, I come in there and be like, GTG or come join Memphis. So, really, I've been kind of slacking lately, but I'll talk to them here once in a while.
And what are those preparations that you just talked about right there? Your father told me, came down with you guys, you know, you were into two-a-days. What are you working on right now? What do you want tight by the time you get there in late May?
Just trying to get in shape, you know, and get my body right so it won't be as hard. Like, you know, I know we're going to do a lot of running, a lot of strength. So, you know, I'm just trying to get that down pat and just keep working on my skills, like my basketball skills as well.
We are, of course, talking to DJ Jeffries, Tiger signee, who's going to be enrolling at the University of Memphis in basically, you know, a few weeks. I mean, this is all coming up very soon. DJ, I know you're on social media. I know you see sort of what Penny Hardaway and what the staff is trying to do. You know, they're trying to add more guys, whether it's Precious and Lester and you know, potentially R.J. Hampton, Boogie Ellis. What's your thought when you see all of the guys that Penny and his staff are trying to recruit?
I mean, I think it's showing that the other colleges that Memphis is just as good or probably getting better at some of the top colleges, you know, like we're trying to recruit high-level guys. You know, Penny, you're doing a good job of getting me, James, Malcolm, and Damian. So I think if we get these other guys, we'll be even more great with the guys we got there. So, I mean, I think we're just trying to show the nation that we're one of the top teams in the nation.
Do you welcome that as a competitor, right? Obviously, you have plans and you want to play and you want to be a big part of the team. Do you welcome sort of any kind of, you know, competition that it might bring?
Yeah, I love competition. You know, I never run away from competition. You know, them guys are going to make me better and I'm going to make them better. So, you know, I love competition. So, yeah, I don't see a problem with it.
Have they talked to you? We talked to Tony Madlock earlier in the show, and Penny's talked about it. I don't think it's set in stone yet, DJ, but they're trying to go to the Bahamas in August before the season. It would give them, you guys, the staff, 10 extra days of practice with what we know is going to be a new-look team. Have they talked to you about that and the idea that you'd go in, maybe get a little extra practice going into the preseason? How much of an advantage would that be, you think?
I mean, I think it would be a huge advantage because, you know, like we'll have a couple more days like to practice with each other and get to build with each other, you know. I think it will be a good thing. But this is my first time hearing about the Bahamas thing, so I think it will be a good thing to do, like, a fun little trip to build our team bond and stuff like that.
Yep.
We are, of course, talking to DJ Jeffries, who's headed over there to the University of Memphis. Obviously, it's still a ways away, but, you know, listen – Ole Miss is coming in to FedEx Forum. Georgia is going to play at FedEx Forum against you guys. For you, as a guy, you're in Mississippi, so you know the SEC sort of lifestyle. How much do you plan to sort of relish that opportunity to prove yourself and for your teammates, you know, against Power 5 SEC teams inside FedEx Forum?
I mean, I think we got a good chance to show the nation that we just as good as the SEC teams, you know, because we're right there in the middle of them, you know. We might be in different conferences, but, you know, we beat those two teams. We can show that we're one of the top teams in the nation and stuff like that and beat other top teams. So I feel like if we beat those two teams, we'll really show everybody that we're serious down here.
Would it be better, DJ, Gary Parrish right now, National College Basketball Commerce from CBSSports.com, has got y'all number 5, and he's sort of got it planted the way, number 5 in the country. And he's got it. If they get the guys they're after to go with the DJ Jeffries and the Wisemans they got, are you better off with being 5 to start the year if they get everything, or would you just prefer to be 1 right off the bat? And does it even matter to you?
I mean, really, it doesn't really matter to me. It just depends on where we finish at the end. But being ranked top 5 right now being ranked top 5 with the guys we get, you know, that's a big accomplishment because, you know, most people don't get that. But if we get that, I think we'll be I'm good. I think we'll be able to get to number 1 because, you know, we're going to go in there and work hard and stuff like that.
And then let me ask you this, DJ, for you personally. I know everybody has sort of, you have team goals and then you set aside goals for individual and for yourself. What is something that DJ Jeffries wants to make happen next season at Memphis?
I mean, I want to make a couple – freshman first team, make a couple of freshmen of the week team, stuff like that. And really what I want to do is challenge myself, like, to be better, more academically, like win a couple of academic awards, and then, you know, I'll be pretty much complete by then.
Dig that. Well, DJ, we're certainly looking forward to getting you on campus,
you know,
man.
The city is.
Absolutely. It's always good to catch up, man. Appreciate the time, as
thank
always.
Thank you for this, DJ.
All right, thank you. Yep. What'd you say?
No, that's all good. Appreciate the time,
thank
as
you,
always,
brother.
Man. Oh, thank you.
Yep, he
thank
is. Yes, sir. He is DJ Jeffries, headed to the University of Memphis. And honestly, like, and we'll see sort of how the rest of the team comes together over the next couple of weeks, but he is going to play a big part of it, you know, and on it, whether it's, you know, as a starting three or as, you know, the first guy off the bench potentially. Like, he is going to be a big, big, big part of next year's team and the success that they have.
Here's what I like. I like the idea of having as many elite level guys as they've had, because, and I told you this and wrote about it over at The Athletic, when DJ is playing other elite guys, with RJ Barrett, whatever, like he did a couple of springs ago,
yep,
it brings out the beast in him.
Mm-hmm.
It brings out the best in him. And it may be a chip on the shoulder thing. It may be, I'm going to show you that you're not the guy, I'm the guy thing.
Yep.
But when he's going against the elite comes out of him.
Yep.
And so if you put him in a gym,
yep,
where his teammates are all high-level guys just like he is, you'll see that what I'm telling you, the top 10 DJ that comes out, the guy that when he's playing at that level,
exactly,
looks like a top 10 prospect in the class of 2019. That's what I like. That the idea that he's going to be amongst that, and that you're basically going to be looking at and saying, all right, Kareem, rise to the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he shines.
No doubt.
And I'm looking forward to sort of seeing that get unlocked.
And I can also appreciate a guy like DJ who just says, you know what, man, I'm going to let the staff do the recruiting. I'm going to chill. Like he said he's laying back.
I imagine it's getting a little overwhelming. Like my Matlock told us it could be five.
There's a lot of dudes out there, man, that you got to keep up with. You know what I mean?
Well, and he's got two-a-days. He's trying to, like you said, he's trying to make sure he's tight and right by the time he gets there late May. This thing's about to happen pretty fast here, man. By the end of the month, they're enrolling. And
no doubt.
It's go time.
Listen, well, again,
summer school.
Again, we have to see sort of how the class fills out, right? Like,
mm-hmm,
so that, you know, and so this could change, you know, all of it could change in a week's time. But once you get past James Wiseman, in terms of singling out guys who are going to be important, they're going to lean on DJ for a lot. You know, scoring, rebounding. You know?
Yes.
I mean, ball handling, clearly, like, different looks. Like, they're going to rely on DJ in many different situations, you know. So, like I said, I really think he'll play a pivotal role for them next year. Whatever, you know, I think they're going to – if they do what they are supposed to do,
mm-hmm,
I mean, that seven deep, that eight deep, lethal. Lethal. I mean, and that's going to be another question. Like, how deep do you play?
I was wondering, how are you going to keep it to seven?
You probably can't keep it to seven.
I was wondering, what sevens he got?
You probably – well,
that's what I'm saying. Seven or eight sounds awfully tight with a caliber of talent you have on this roster.
So maybe you start with, like, a 9-10-man rotation, and as the season –
I know we always say that, but this is going to be one of the most talented rosters they've had since you and I have been covering.
Well, if we know anything about Penny, right, it's that he – the leash is always – it's been much longer in the beginning of the season,
correct,
right? He tightens it up. And most
coaches
do
that.
Yeah, so it'll probably start as a 9-10-man rotation.
This one feels like it's a legit – everybody says that in college basketball. I got 9,
yeah,
10, I can run.
Just don't do a platoon, because I don't think that works. You know?
Can you say it worked for Kentucky?
I don't think so.
I don't look how
I
you
think
can...
it's just you're constantly wondering, like, you know, what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to be. And I think,
you know who doesn't want to hear about platoons, too?
Who's that?
Guys that are one and done and going to the NBA.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, you know, because those guys, they're here for one, you know what I'm saying? They need their minutes and all that stuff. You start running platoons out there and... whereas your minutes are already limited, no matter how you're doing, going to the, you know, how you're playing, no matter what. That's the kind of stuff I don't know how you do yourself a service saying that's what we're going to run.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You do better even if you're going to do that, not mentioning it.
Yep. So, anyway, appreciate DJ Jeffries for joining us. And that's just one, like, there's going to be some challenges for the top. There's going to be some great things as a part of it, and there are going to be some challenges. And that's one of them, is determining what the lineup is, how long it is, and everything like that.
Appreciate it, DJ.
For sure. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way. And when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amodeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amodeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amodeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com today.
Mother's Day is on the way, and it's time to say thanks, Mom, for all you do with Denstall's Candies. Celebrate this wonderful time with all the moms in your life by treating them to Denstall's signature chocolate-covered strawberries, fresh ripe berries dipped in Denstall's special fondant and covered with rich milk chocolate. Or bring a smile to her face with chocolate-covered grapes and pineapple. This mouth-watering treat filled with a burst of flavor is sure to say Happy Mother's Day. Denstall's will gladly custom pack her favorite assortment, from creams to nuts and caramels and nougats to turtles and truffles. Or you can choose from an array of special Mother's Day gifts. Sugar-free chocolates and candies are also available. So stop by Denstall's today, Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, and Collierville, and say thanks, Mom, with Denstall's, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
All right, so when it comes to getting your body ready for the summer, it's not just about girls getting themselves in shape. Guys want to look their best, too, and now is the best time to do it. It's time to get ready for summer. Everybody's working, trying to get that summer body ready. You're eating clean. You're drinking a lot of water. But sometimes it just doesn't happen as fast as you want. So if you've done your part at the gym and you feel like you're doing all you can, it's not necessarily working for you, it's time to let the UT University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's actually called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. The UT University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they are going to target the trouble area. It's a quick procedure, 45 minutes to an hour. You can do it on your lunch break. Keep your edge at work. Look good this summer. Just call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Are you catching all your favorite sports games at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this season? Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown and enjoy the full sports betting experience. There's plenty of seats, plenty of screens, and plenty of good company. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
'Cause it just feels right. Samstown Casino.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's exactly where you need to go because they got them all. It's a great time to get a new vehicle, man. The weather's getting nice. The sun is out. The sun is shining. So get on down there to Landers Auto Sales. They got them all. They got small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, whatever it is you need, they got it. Price is starting at just $29.90. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing, service, and accessories for your vehicle. And if you get down there and you got your heart set on something that they don't happen to have in stock, don't worry, don't fret. Let them handle it, because they will. They'll go out there and they will find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Lots of different types of moms. You got working moms, stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, pet moms. And what all these different types of moms have in common, Jason, is that they will all love diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers. And they got a great selection. They got, for example, the Forever Diamond Necklace. It's a delicate open-work circle necklace containing a single sparkling artesian-created round diamond. The perfect gift to show mom that she's the center of the universe, priced from just $79. Also, the Time and Eternity Necklace, a diamond necklace made from interwoven rings representing time and eternity. These are things that matter to mom. The high-performance diamond in the center features a diamond with 89 facets for extra light performance and sparkle, so she'll look really good.
Love the way you broke that down, John. Quarter-carat diamond hoop earrings, $399. Stackable bands, mom will like those. They're starting at just $199. R.I.J. even has the perfect gift for your pet's mom. A diamond paw necklace, Bennett. Perfect for the doggy in your life. Only $79. Show mom how much she means to you with a Mother's Day gift of fine jewelry from Robert Irwin Jewelers Mother's Day. It's this Sunday, men and ladies. Don't mess it up. Head to one of Robert Irwin Jewelers' 4 locations or online. You can check them out at rijewelers.com. And, of course, Happy's got the free financing.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM. ESPN. Bennett is back.
It's actually for the pet's mom.
Yeah, for the pet's mom. Yeah. But like for, you know, like a dog mom, not like the physical mom of the pet. You know, you don't want to have like a, you know,
it's a diamond paw necklace.
Benji's mom running around in a damn paw necklace. You know, you want to get that.
Maybe there's just some dogs on Southwind running around with some jewelry on them.
Possibly. My wife considers herself a dog mom. If you're trying to find the demographic, the niche, right, that you're serving there.
Okay.
So, anyway, there you go. Maybe an idea for me.
She's a mom of a racist dog.
That dog is not racist, and the fact that you continue
parenting.
To peddle that bad narrative is
bad
irresponsible
parenting.
At best
Does he
and
have
offensive
any
at worst.
Friends? Don't think so.
What?
Does he have any friends?
Yes, he has friends. He goes to Dogtopia.
No, any black friends.
Does the dog have black friends?
It's a joke. When you accuse someone of being racist, they say, I have black friends.
I got the joke, Jason.
Thank you. It went right over John's head.
Well, first of all, we're talking about a dog, A, and B, I don't see color.
Dog that tried to eat my child.
And dogs are colorblind anyway.
Mm.
Did you know that?
Like Jeff.
Huh?
Like Hawkins.
Exactly. He does not see color.
That's right.
Even though last week when he was going back and forth with Jeffrey about like switching hair color.
Dating brunettes or blondes, yes.
He literally read a tweet. He goes, and this tweet's from Jermaine. He's black.
Jeff doesn't see color.
And I'm not sure why he had to say that. I'm not sure why that was relevant to reading the tweet. But anyway, I continue to be surprised by Jeff every single day. And speaking of every single day around this time, we do that thing we do. Let's go.
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
I'll be checking out NBA. Look, I don't want to hear that your NBA playoffs are boring anymore, John, or that LeBron's not around, so this is bad. These series are competitive, and there's a chance they all go to 2-2 tonight. That would be if the Celtics beat the Bucks. They're down 2-1 in that series. That's the first game of a doubleheader over on TNT tonight, the second of which is Warriors-Rockets. Like, that one's been fun all the way through, and I think it will continue to be. I got a feeling the Warriors are in for some work here. Unless they take care of business tonight, they're in for a real series. And, look, that could wear them out. We could be looking at – if Kevin Durant is not, you know, just a sniper for them, they've looked beatable.
Yeah.
Now, will that change? Does Steph get back into a groove? Maybe it does. Maybe that changes. They get back to looking unbeatable. Right now, they do not. Rockets tonight, a 1.5-point favorite. I'll be paying particularly close attention to that one, Warriors-Rockets tonight, 8:30 over on TNT.
Now, before we get to you, Bennett, we have to say something. In your absence, this particular segment has been elevated.
I did listen to the segment.
It's been elevated.
Dude, when we would give it to Mills, my goodness. He would wow us, Bennett.
He has a very eclectic taste, doesn't he?
Eclectic.
He's turned me on to some things that I never knew existed.
Adventurer. He is what he is, but that man.
When
rock climbing. What else is he doing?
Art shows in Oxford.
Season on FIFA or something with the four friends.
Yep.
You know, when he left, he was with us for 3 weeks, and when he left...
Oh, don't tell Bennett this, because you're going to break his heart.
He gifted us. He gave us parting gifts. He gave Jason two vinyl
records. Dude, he gave me Midnight Star, No Parking on the Dance Floor, the actual vinyl record.
Very nice.
Bro.
And he gave me Rick James Glow.
You don't even have a record player.
I don't. Okay. I don't have a record player. I'm 27. Why would I?
R.I.P. Mills, we love you.
Is he dead, Bennett?
He will not be back.
Huh? Bennett says, no more. Bennett ain't never taking off again.
No, no, no. That's my guy. He's going to always fill in for
me. He's a good dude.
Yeah, trust him. It's a trifecta tonight. I got to bust out all three screens. Oh, we're going to have the...
BD three screen Monday.
It's going to come correct. And so on the big screen, we got to keep Mama happy. She wants to watch the season finale of Vanderpump Rules on Bravo. Oh. So she gets the big screen. That's fine. She can have it.
That show.
On the laptop, I'm going to have NBA playoffs going. We got a doubleheader, like Jason said. He already laid it out. I'm excited about the NBA playoffs. I've enjoyed the NBA playoffs as well.
Thank you, Ben. And me too. Sometimes I worry about my partner across the glass.
And then on the laptop, you know, or on the iPad, and we didn't even get to mention it because I was out, but, you know, the superstar shakeup happened in WWE and different stars. Roman Reigns is on SmackDown now. AJ Styles is on Raw. I'm going to see what's going on Monday Night Raw tonight. You know I like to check it out every night. And real quick, I also wanted to mention, because we didn't get to mention during the show, is 901FC had a big announcement yesterday.
I had it
they're
in the
gonna
rundown.
Be playing and they're doing it. This is awesome. In June, they're playing an international friendly against a big time soccer club from Mexico. I believe I'm saying this right. Pachuca. Okay.
CF Pachuca.
Tell me if this description
Come on.
Tell me if this description excites
Pachuca.
You.
Pachuca.
Tell me if this description excites you. The biggest international soccer event Memphis has ever seen is set to take place at AutoZone Park this summer as Memphis 901 FC will host Liga BBVA Bancomer Powerhouse CF Pachuca on Saturday, June 22nd at 7 o'clock. So it actually is a big deal.
It's like the best soccer team to ever come to Memphis is what I'm gathering.
It is. They'll sell that thing out. It'll be really awesome. That's June 22nd.
I'll be watching the Met Gala. The red carpet.
Can you watch the Met Gala?
Yeah, it's what's on the red carpet.
Because they're not allowed to take pictures or anything inside once they get inside.
Yeah, that's the red carpet experience.
Brother, you not getting on that thing with your vineyard vines?
Huh?
You a long way off from being ready for the Met Gala,
just
brother.
Like you ain't getting no wholesale diamonds from Sierra Leone. I guess we both going to be SOL, huh?
Fool, I thought it was less.
I guess we both going to be hoping some changes. But anyway, yeah, it should be a great night of television for you jabronis. Hope you all have a great night with your lovely families. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us today. Tony Madlock, Jason Fitz, and DJ Jeffries. Jeffrey Wright is up next. Make sure you don't miss it. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. Bennett, it's good to have you back, man. It's good to see your smile
Second
on your
to
face.
Be back.
We're going.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of Golic and Wingo. Weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis. A radio.com sports station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer calls Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
We started Allegiant with a simple goal, so the one person who couldn't travel could. 80 million passengers later, that goal remains the same. Save when you book flights, rental cars, and hotels together only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Phoenix Mesa one way for as low as $80. Must be purchased by May 29, 2019 for travel between June 10, 2019 and August 12, 2019. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Transport your mom to a state of complete relaxation with the All About Mom Spa Package at Serenity Day Spa. Order and print a gift certificate online at SerenityMemphis.com. That's SerenityMemphis.com.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs, and thighs in original or spicy, and two large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.